up? This is MK.
This is Kelly Lee.
Hey, this is Medusa.
This is Camden Cox
and Joel Corey.
New release, dance.
New release, dance with
Dave.
Tracy.
Yeah.
I'm Jax Jones.
New release, dance with Dave Tracy.
All right, Dom Dollar, welcome to New Release Dance. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Dave. How are you, man?
I'm good. Well, like, look, it's been a long time coming, this conversation. I've been a fan of yours for, I'm going to say, 5 years now. So, Yeah, it's been, when you dropped Be Randy, I was like, this is a tune. Obviously, you teamed up with Torn Foot on that. But let's just introduce Dom Dollar to the show, because you're an Australian DJ producer. Where is hometown for you?
Right now, to be honest, I don't really have one. I've been traveling nonstop for the last 6 months. I still pay rent back home in Australia, but my place is my room is empty.
The traveling
in
DJ dream.
Yeah, well, it's it's a dream until, you know, pipes burst and things need repairing, and then you've kind of got to call on, you know, housemates, friends and neighbors. But yeah, I'm originally from Melbourne, grew up DJing in Melbourne, Australia. I'm now probably spend most of my time touring in the United States. You know, a little bit of occasional touring in the UK and Europe and stuff, but yeah, it's been a wild 6 months on the road. I kind of left to head on tour as of July of this year, expecting to be in the States for only a couple of months, but the Australian borders were closed, so it didn't really, in the end, not make any sense to head home. So I just stayed and kept touring and ended up over in Europe and over in the UK. And I was actually supposed to play a show in Ireland in early December or late
November.
Yeah,
I heard about that. I was actually supposed to be on the bill with that with you, so that would have been fun.
Yeah, all right,
we'll get there. We will get to that, though. I'm sure it'll happen. It'll happen.
It will happen.
Yeah, you've been DJing for what, like 10 years maybe, something like that now? What's your history in making music?
I started DJing when I was 14. I'm 29 now. So
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. I started producing records when I was 21 or 22, so really not that long ago as a producer. But I really loved it, and I kind of felt that I had a bit of a taste for it, and really enjoyed it. And I probably started putting records online on SoundCloud back when SoundCloud had no rules and regulations.
Yeah.
As to what you could sample and what you wanted to do, started uploading stuff to SoundCloud, maybe in 2013 or 2014, and then things just started to take off from there, and it's been a bit of a steady ride. But in the last sort of 2 or 3 years, it's kind of been a bit mental. And
so let's go to, maybe, what is it, is it 2 years since you dropped San Francisco?
I think it would have been 2019 that came out.
So we're going to maybe into 3 years now. An absolute smash that was for you. I think, you know, for me it was one of the biggest records for you until now, but that was, it got a huge lot of respect and got you on tours a lot as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it started, I wrote a record called Define, which started me touring in the States in like 2015. I put out Take It. I haven't really put out that many singles. I'm pretty particular with the records that I end up releasing. I write a lot of music, but I'm sort of, a bit of a harsh critic of myself. So yeah, I think probably Take It was the thing that got me opened a lot of doors and created a lot of opportunities. And then when I followed up with San Francisco, that really sort of solidified things. So the United States sort of became a bit of a home after releasing those records. And it's been a really exciting ride, man. And it's a shame. I felt like COVID came along and put everything on pause, but right now, hopefully we're able to achieve some sort of normality over the next sort of 2 or 3 years. But right now I'm just sort of sitting in a place where nothing really shocks me anymore. If shows get canceled, I try to just
roll with it.
It's been tough.
It's been tough for everyone in the industry. I suppose the good thing about producers, like yourself, and like your music can still be played. Like you got Spotify, you got Apple Music, you got everything that can play your music. People can hear what you're doing. But there's nothing like getting out there and actually engaging with a crowd and getting that buzz back and understanding that everyone knows your tracks. But the other side of it, the live stuff that people don't get to do. but you've got some amazing shows lined up. I was looking at you've got Red Rocks and lined up for early next year. Is that still going ahead as we speak?
Yeah, it's I only found out about that maybe 6-8 weeks ago. We actually, the promoter AEG hit me up and were like, look, we'd love to do one with you. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know that would be considered a possibility. And it's kind of blown my mind. It's really been like, that was an aspiration as a touring artist. I never in a million years thought I'd be able to play a show like that, and see my name on that bill is pretty wild. But
It looks like a stunning venue. You know, from anything I've seen, obviously never been there, but to see people who've played there. I saw like Diplo did a show there. So like Dermot Kennedy, who's an Irish singer-songwriter and obviously globally successful as well, but he played there recently. It was obviously one of his goals from what he does. It must feel really good to have that coming up in the long term. Sort of four months away.
Amazing. It's kind of like, it's one of those things that it was an aspiration, but I thought it was an unachievable aspiration. So I kind of just forgot about it. But
I think nothing is unachievable. I've learned that for myself. I've been doing this DJ thing for a while, and radio particularly. Nothing is unachievable. I think you put it out there to the universe, it's going to come back to you in some shape. Yeah, so you make it happen. You make these things happen yourself. So look, all of this greatness that's coming down the road in 4 months has to be getting you through what you're doing this week. So we're talking on 22nd December 2021, the last episode of the podcast. And Dom is sitting in a little bit of a quarantine situation there in your hotel. It's been fun to watch from this side, but I'm sure it's not as much crack there.
Look, to be fair, it's really like, it hasn't been that bad for me. I've just enjoyed being in one place and having a consistent sleep schedule, but the food is atrocious. It's so bad. I don't know if you've been following.
I've seen your Instagram stories. It's been great fun to watch, but I'm like, glad to have my own oven and coffee machine and everything in my house. But
it's getting to a point now where my friends started it, where they'd be sending me, this is what I'm having for dinner tonight, and showing me they're amazing. And I was like, you guys are assholes. And then fans started catching on to it and have sent me their stuff. And now I'm just like, I'm afraid to open my DMs I know that my stomach will be like growling at me if I open them. So it's been all right. I'm here for some New Year's festivals here in New Zealand, and the borders are closed and there's a quarantine, but I'm just grateful to be able to perform. So I think, you know, when they suggested, look, you're going to have to do a week or 10 days here in quarantine, I was like, you know, I've sat in hotels for for days at a time before. I'm sure it's not a big deal. And to be honest, it hasn't been that bad, but I'm excited to get out of here in 2 days' time.
2 days. Okay, cool. So at least you're out for Christmas. You're going to have, obviously, enjoy the rest of that trip. New Year's, what's the event in New Year's in whereabouts in New Zealand, is it?
Rhythm and Alps, just out of Queenstown. It's in a place called Wanaka in the Southern Island of New Zealand. So it's like some of the most picturesque mountains on the planet. It's amazing. And then another one called Hidden Valley up in the North Island near Auckland on the 3rd of January. And then I'm heading home for the first time in 6 months, going back to Australia, seeing my parents, my sister, all my friends. Turning 30, having my 30th birthday, organizing a bit of a party when I get home. I've got a lot to look forward to. So
yes,
absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We didn't get a chance yet on the chat to actually go back and talk about your music release this year. Pump the Brakes, massive record for you. It was such a buzz when I heard it first. I was playing it on the radio show, getting it out there, playing it like when I was doing live streams and whatever else. But then you got Irish duo Obscure on the remix, which for me really got my juices flowing. I was like, yes, the boys are doing bits on this. Massive record for you, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it was that. Thank you. That record, I started writing it as a joke. And then it was a sample of my old Toyota Camry that I haven't driven in years, but I've never had the chance to buy a new car. And I think that started as a social media joke as well. I was like filming myself when I was at home in Australia, driving this car around or cleaning this shitty car. And everyone was like, what are you doing with it? And in the end, I thought, just as a bit of a like up yours to everyone, I decided to sample it and make a few like really sort of fun sounding loops. And then I was like, this could actually be a really cool, fun idea. And then next thing I knew, I was sitting in my car listening to the song about the car on the radio.
Full circle. Oh man.
That was a bit of a, I was like, if only this car wasn't an inanimate object. But yeah, the Obscure guys, I've been a fan of their music for a while. They're both legends. We chat a lot, and I sent them the stems and they smashed it. They did a really good job. LP Joby did an awesome job.
Yes, love what she does, man.
Yeah, man, she's fantastic. She went really melodic on it, which I didn't think was possible, but she put a vocoder on the vocal and retuned it, and yeah, it turned out fantastic.
Yeah. So speaking of the Irish crew, obviously you've engaged a lot as well with Rebuke. I saw you guys did a back-to-back-to-back with Green Velvet at one point, but what another Irish legend in the scene, making some really heavy hitters. But have you caught up with him much on the tour scene?
Yeah, man, we're actually really good friends now. We chat all the time. We're writing some music together as well, which is really exciting.
Amazing.
It's a fusion of both of our sounds. Like, he's really interesting sound design, and I've kind of like added a few melodies to his sort of like techno sound, and some sort of quite anthemic vocals in there as well. So I'm excited to get back in the studio with him and wrap those up. We've just kind of been missing each other on the road, and we might have to actually finish them online, but you never know. But yeah, we get along great. We've got a lot of mutual friends. He spends a lot of time touring in Australia when COVID's not a thing as well. So
yeah.
We actually met up, I think we met in Sydney a couple of years ago. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for those records to come out. I think people are going to be quite surprised with how they sound. So
yeah, I'm really excited for that. That's nice to hear that, because I've been a friend of, Ruben for years as well in the scene here in Ireland. So it's amazing to see when he did the Rebuke project, when he kicked that off, and what he's gotten to with that alone. So then, of course, you've dropped another new record just recently called Strangers with Mansion Air. The sound took me by surprise. It's a different sound again for you, I found. That project, did you enjoy making that one?
Yeah, I love that, man. I think I came from a background that sort of had more of a, I dipped my toe more in melody than I did sound design, and like really heavy dance floor focused production. So for me, it was almost like a bit more of a nod back to my roots as a songwriter producer. But at the same time, I really wanted it to still work on the dance floor. So I met up with, I actually met the band Mansion Air in Sydney at a writer's camp in mid-2020. It was actually January of this year. The record label put us together and they said, hey, we feel like you guys would get along great. And they were right. We're like best mates by the end of the session. We wrote four or five song ideas and that one came out of the session, and that song was written in like 3 days.
Nice.
But it's certainly the mood of that record, certainly a reflection of lockdown. It's a very woe is me emotional.
It is. Compared to your car sampling sounds, which is completely different.
Yeah, not quite as fun or tongue-in-cheek as those.
But no,
sure.
It's a really great tune. When I heard it smashed it. You completely smashed that as well. So I'm looking forward to hearing what's coming out next year. I'm looking forward to just continuing to follow you on your Instagram and just enjoy what you're doing. And for you to come and play in Dublin or anywhere in Ireland next year as well,
that.
Which is, it would be really, really cool. So
I would love that.
Dom, it's been a pleasure to talk to you for New Release Dance. Everybody's going to go check out the tracks. I'm obviously going to put them in the podcast links and everything. So I will talk to you very soon. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy your New Year's show. And I suppose a very early happy birthday for you as well.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Dave. It's great to finally chat and catch up.